£50 had become rather a lot of money since the Worldquake had happened 5 years before. After the Worldquake, the economy, like many other complex systems, had become tired and sulky and had started to misbehave. It certainly no longer had any interest in following a lot of silly mathematical rules. Today, £50 was definitely worth having, although who knew about tomorrow? But unlimited free electricity for life, now that really was a prize worth winning. After all, no one, no matter how rich, had access to unlimited electricity, not since the Worldquake. Well, no one apart from Albion Freak, the man who happened to own all the electricity in the world. For some reason, his company, Albion Freak Inc., was giving away this huge prize and putting up all the cash, too. All Orwell Bookend had to do was find the book. Of course, it wasn't really his book, it was Effie's, but that didn't bother Orwell Bookend in the slightest. Dr. Green's head looked like a boiled potato. Not a nice normal boiled potato that had been rinsed and peeled before cooking, but an old, dry potato with leathery skin that had been left in the ground too long and, despite having been boiled, still had strange clumps of hair sprouting from it. To Maximilian Underwood, these clumps looked like roots that had bravely ventured into the light and then promptly died. Dr. Green was in the middle of an educational story, the worst kind of story in Maximilian's opinion, in which a poor little impoverished child has been given a pair of battered old running shoes by a mysterious hunchbacked crone in a food bank. "The old lady whispers to the child that the shoes are magic," said Dr. Green, in a voice that was sort of soft and wet and greasy, like margarine. Maximilian knew exactly what was going to happen in the story. Everyone surely knew what would happen in the story. The next day, the child puts on the shoes and wins a race with the fastest time ever recorded. Then she gets discovered by a famous sports coach who implores her to wear better running shoes. Of course, she refuses to wear anything but her tattered-looking magic shoes. Eventually, the inevitable happens. The girl's rival steals the shoes and hides them. The girl is forced to compete in normal shoes, and of course she still wins. Moral? It was never about the shoes. The end. "Now," said Dr. Green, once he had finished telling the story, "some points to..."